I'm sorry I missed your call last night, Louise, but Darren took me to the antique show at the Barclay Hotel.
Who took who?
Yeah, it was fascinating. You know that bentwood rocker I've been looking for? Well, I found a really beautiful one, but just my luck. It was sold. Darren? Oh, yeah, he enjoyed the show, too. Especially when he found out I couldn't buy the rocker.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes.
Good morning, dear one.
Sam, she's doing it again.
Louise, Mother just popped in, so I'm afraid I'll have to hang up. Goodbye. Mother, why are you always doing that to Darren?
Oh, I don't know. It's like eating peanuts. You can't stop.
And, Dora, I don't know what I'd do without you, but I'd rather.
Darren, please. Oh, I don't mind. He always has a chip on his shoulder. It comes from his head.
Oh, stop it. Stop it, both of you. Why can't you two try and get along? Hello? Yes, he is. Just a minute. It's for you.
Who is it?
It's a lady. She didn't give her name.
Naturally.
Thank you. Hello?
Mr. Stevens, this is Alice Swanton at the antique show. You were interested in that bentwood rocker for your wife?
Oh, yes. Let me jot that down. I'll take it in the den.
You want a pencil? Here's one.
No, I wanted a pen. I mean, I have to refer to some papers.
There goes a guilty man if I ever saw one.
Okay, honey, I got it.
Oh, don't hang up. I want to hear this.
Mother. Marriage is a poor excuse for snooping.
Well, if you ask me, this is a poor excuse for a marriage.
You mean that rocker's available? I thought it was sold.
It was, but the woman who bought it changed her mind.
What a break for me.
I'm so glad because I know your wife fell in love with it.
It'll be a wonderful surprise.
You and your ridiculous mortal code.
Mother, you are not going to pick up that phone.
Very well, but you can't stop me from listening.
I hope it wasn't awkward, my calling you at home.
Not at all. My wife's not the suspicious type.
Well, when can you come over?
Why don't I drop by on my way to work?
Will you have time?
For something like this, I'll make time.
Mother, that's enough.
I say that's more than enough. I suppose you won't believe it until he brings her home.
Don't be absurd.
Now watch him come in here and lie.
Darren has never lied to me. He's never had any reason to lie because...
Are my ears burning because I have a fever? Because guess who's been talking about me?
That's a splendid idea.
What?
I'm going to test your confidence in this marvelous mortal of yours. Lumpkin. Pumpkin. Spider's eye. If this mortal he doth lie, whether told to friend or told to foe, each lie will cause his ears to grow.
Mother,
what's the difference? If he doesn't lie, nothing will happen.
You take that spell off him.
Oh, don't be such a spoil sport.
ears burning because I have a fever, because guess who's been talking about me?
I was wondering who that was on the phone.
The phone? Oh, as a matter of fact, it was a substitute secretary at the office telling me about an appointment that had been changed. Well, I gotta get going. See y'all.
Substitute secretary. Substitute for what?
Good morning, Mr. Stevens.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Grimes.
Isn't it a lovely day?
Oh, yes, it is.
Mr. Stevens, did you just get a haircut?
No. Why?
Because you look so nice.
Thank you, Mrs. Kravitz. So do you. Say, Mrs. Kravitz, I wonder if you'd mind if I had something delivered to your house. It's a surprise for my wife.
What is it, her birthday or an anniversary?
Neither.
Just like that? Isn't that nice? Believe me, a lot of men could take lessons from you, particularly the one I'm married to. Now that's what I call a husband.
Thank you.
Not you, Mr. Stevens. They don't even have an occasion, and he's buying her a surprise for no reason at all. Now, why don't you do something like that?
You see how you misjudge a person? It so happens I just bought you a surprise.
You did? Where is it?
Right there in the garage. You want to see it?
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, it's so big. Oh, I can't imagine. Oh, I just... No. Oh, what is it? What is it?
A table saw.
A table saw? You know something? You're crazy.
Don't you want it?
I should say not.
Okay, I'll use it myself.
Are you sure you can deliver it today?
Oh, certainly.
Our neighbors will most likely be home, but in case they're not, you can leave it in their garage. Here. I wonder if there's any way of wrapping something that big.
Certainly. Yes, I could have that delivered in a furniture carton.
Thank you.
Are you going uptown by any chance?
Yes, I am. May I give you a lift?
Yes, I have to get up to my shop for a while.
Okay.
Mr. Stevens, I've just got to ask you something.
What is it?
Did you ever do any prize fighting?
Hazel Carter, how will I ever explain you to her?
I beg your pardon.
She has a very suspicious mind. If I tell her about the rocker, there goes the surprise.
Well, can't you just ask her not to say anything?
Are you kidding? Western Union takes from her. Maybe we can slip out.
No, why take a chance? I'll go make a phone call, and I'll meet you outside. Okay?
Well, thanks.
Hazel, what are you doing here?
Oh, hello, Darren. Going to the antique show.
Ah.
Who's that?
Who's who?
That very attractive young lady, you. Have you been stung by a bee? Oh, nothing. Who did you say she was?
A client of McMahon and Tate's, the firm I work for.
Your ears.
My ears?
My ears? Oh, what's happened? Excuse me. I have to go. Something's come up.
It certainly has.
It's an emergency.
Yeah, 10 minutes. Bye-bye.
Excuse me. Mr. Stevens had to leave. An emergency came up. He said to apologize.
Oh. So you're a client of McMahon and Tate?
McMahon and who? That's what I thought.
Darren, please, will you stop screaming? I can't understand a word.
Sam, can't you understand English?
My ears are growing.
Oh? I'm right in the middle of baking a cake. Is there anything else?
Somebody put a spell on me.
Why are you always looking for someone to blame?
Huh? You don't think I'm responsible, do you?
Could be.
In 1 hour, I've got a meeting with Larry and a client who's hanging by a thread. I've been working on the presentation for 2 weeks. How can I go to the office looking like this?
Oh, you're not at the office?
No, I stopped somewhere on the way.
There's someone at the door. I have to go. Goodbye.
Sam? Sam?
Oh, hello, Hazel.
Hi, Samantha. The envelopes for the community chest drive.
Thank you, but I thought you were going to mail them.
Well, I decided to drive by and save the postage.
What? How's Darren?
Fine.
No, I mean his ears.
You saw them? Him?
Well, I ran into him at the Berkeley Hotel, and we started talking, and, well, suddenly they started to sort of bloom.
What were you and he talking about?
Well, he was with this person, and I asked him who this person was, and he told me, and his ears blew up.
Was it a man or a woman?
Who?
This person.
Oh, well, I really didn't notice.
Oh, come on, Hazel.
Very well, Samantha. But remember, I didn't volunteer the information.
Spell on me this morning. Now, where is the old hag?
Darren, that is no way to refer to my mother.
I know, but I'm trying to be polite.
I have no idea where she is.
You're being awfully cool about this whole thing. Don't you realize the spot I'm in?
Oh, I realize it, but I'm not sure you do.
What?
Darren, where did you go this morning?
I went to... I stopped in to see a client.
I can't believe my ears.
Yours? What about mine? Hello?
Where the devil are you?
I'm home.
I know that, idiot. And what about our appointment with Grayson? He'll be here any minute.
Larry, I'm not in any condition to come to the office today. I'm afraid you'll have to carry the ball yourself.
Are you crazy? What do I know about the presentation? You've done all the work on it.
I'm not well.
Are you dying?
No.
Then get in here.
Larry, I'm really sorry.
Sorry won't feed the bulldog. Or your wife and child. Now, are you coming in?
No.
Then I'll bring Grayson out there.
But Larry, you can't do that. Larry? Larry, come back. Oh, they're coming over here. Come here. What am I going to do? What am I going to say? Are you just going to sit there? Aren't you going to help me?
If I were a mortal woman, I wouldn't lift a finger. But luckily for you, I'm above that sort of thing. Or I'm supposed to be. Now, let me think. First, we'll need a beehive.
Yeah, right. A beehive?
And I'm very happy to meet you, Mr. Grayson. Darren's on the patio.
Thanks, Sam. This way, Mr. Grayson.
Just remember, I've got a plane to catch.
Hello?
What? What's that get up for?
I'm just working with my bees. It's a hobby of mine.
Since when?
Well, I took it up very recently. Nice to see you, Mr. Grayson.
Nice to see you, Stevens, so to speak.
Darren, it's Mrs. Kravitz. She insists upon speaking to you.
Oh, well, honey, I can't talk to her now. I'm busy. Take a message. I mean, no. She might take offense. Excuse me.
Darren, Mr. Grayson has to catch a plane.
He hates to hurt anybody's feelings.
He doesn't seem to care about mine.
Yes, Mrs. Kravitz.
Oh, I just wanted to tell you, they delivered your present. It's in the garage. My, what a big box.
It's a rocking chair.
Oh, isn't that nice? A rocking chair.
Yes, thanks very much, Mrs. Kravitz. I'll be over and pick it up a little later.
And when I see your wife, I'll tell her what Abner gave me, and then she'll know what a gem she's got. Her husband doesn't buy her an idiotic present like a table saw.
All right, Darren, let's get out of that ridiculous outfit and let's get down to business, huh? Now, let's see. Now, you're going to take that off?
Larry, I can't.
Why not?
Because of his allergy. He's allergic to bees.
Yes, and I can't take the chance in case,
In case one of his bees is loose.
That's right.
If you're that allergic, why on earth did you pick this hobby?
Well, you really don't pick a hobby. It sort of picks you. Know what I mean?
No.
For Pete's sake, let's get on with this.
Right.
I'll go make some coffee.
Now, here's a logo that we think should replace your present one. It's very good for color television, although it reproduces very well in black and white.
Well, if you'll just make those amendments, Stevens, I think we'll have a basis for further conversations.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry if I inconvenienced you.
What do you think of that idea of his? The guy in the beekeeper's mask saying, "Don't get stung by Grayson's."
He was just joking.
I liked it.
It's a terrific idea.
A satisfactory explanation? You're kidding.
It's not for me. I trust you implicitly, in spite of my doubts. Mother will not take off that spell until you explain.
Suppose you explain to me what gives your mother the right to bug my telephone calls.
Darren, how can I explain my mother?
That's true.
Besides, you did lie about everything.
Suppose I've got a logical explanation.
That's all Mother's asking for.
I'm sorry, but this is urgent. Mrs. Stevens...
That's marvelous. That is marvelous.
You... Sweetheart, don't worry about her. We have a bigger problem. Now, about that explanation.
Okay, but you're going to feel awfully foolish.
I hope so.
I wanted it to be a surprise, but... You know that rocker you were so wild about?
Mm-hmm.
I bought it for you.
Oh, Darren, you didn't.
Mm-hmm. I left my name with the dealer, and she called this morning to tell me it was available. That was the woman that Hazel saw me with.
Oh, my goodness. You were right. I do feel foolish.
I bought it to make you feel good.
Well, I feel good and foolish. Can't wait to tell Mother.
Now, marvelous. Keep that up and you'll be able to go sailing in a canoe.
Wait until I tell you about the rocking chair Darren bought me.
I heard. Do you believe all that rubbish? What rocker? Where is it?
For your information, it's sitting right across the street in Mrs. Kravitz's garage.
Oh, a likely story.
Mother, if Darren says that's where it is, that's
where... Sam, let's not argue with Miss Know-It-All. Follow me. Come on.
Come on.
Gladys, you're hysterical again, and there's no reason. Tomorrow I'll call the store and tell them that they took Mr. Stevens' carton by mistake, and they'll bring it back and take the table saw.
There you are. Oh, wait a minute, huh? You're still positive there's no rocker in there?
I'd say you're bluffing.
In that case, would you like to make a little wager?
Darren, don't you think getting your ears back to normal is enough?
Honey, please, for the first time in years, I've got her over a barrel. If I'm right, would you like to take a little trip for about a year?
And if you're wrong, you'll do the same.
Absolutely.
Darren.
Please, honey, don't worry. Goodbye, Nora.
Bon voyage, Dumbo. While he's gone, you and I are going to live it up for a change.
There's something terribly wrong. I've got to get a hold of Mrs. Kravitz.
First, get a hold of yourself.
I thought I heard somebody out here. What are you wearing that for?
Mr. Kravitz, I've got to talk to your wife right away.
Oh, you can't. I just gave her a sedative and she's out like a light. Going to a costume party?
Yes. No. When will she wake up?
Not until tomorrow, if I'm lucky. Boy, was she hysterical. I told her they'd bring your carton back tomorrow.
I've got to talk to her right now. And... My carton?
Oh, I guess I shouldn't have said anything.
Tell her what was in the carton.
Not me. I don't want to spoil the surprise.
It was a rocking chair, wasn't it?
You spoiled your own surprise.
That's okay, Mr. Kravitz. We've already had a few surprises today. Tell Mrs. Kravitz I hope she feels better.
Oh, she'll be all right. It all happened when she came back from your house screaming about your... Would you do me a favor? Just for my own peace of mind. Take that off.
Yes.
Well, that does it. Back she goes to the psychiatrist. I may not wait till she wakes up.
You're never wrong, huh?
Suddenly I find this whole affair incredibly boring. I'm leaving.
For a year?
Oh, don't be absurd.
Do you know what your mother is? A Welsher. She has got the character of a worm, and furthermore...
Furthermore, why don't we go home and take advantage of her absence, even though it's only temporary?
I still say that that is the best idea I've heard today.
Tabitha's asleep.
Good.
And it only took two choruses of three blind mice. Oh, Darren. Oh, this chair is a dream.
To me, it was a nightmare.
Sorry.
I can't get over your thinking I was fooling around with that antique dealer.
Well, she is a very attractive woman, don't you think?
Believe me, I never gave her a second thought.
Really?
You don't understand, Sam. I don't look another woman be quicker. One woman in the world. What's the matter?
Oh! All I can say is, Mother! Mother!
Why bother her?
Why?
Watch.
Darren.
I don't think that's the least bit funny.
Well, I got a good laugh when I put him on at the joke shop.